Hi guys, and welcome back to English Harmony's video blog or audio podcast. It really depends on which platform you're using to access this content. If you're watching this video on my blog or my YouTube channel, it's obviously a video and you're watching it. Alternatively, you can also access it on iTunes as a podcast and also on my blog. For those who can't actually view the YouTube video, you can actually just play back the audio file. The content is the exact same. Anyway, today's topic is dominance of the English, basically dominance of the English language in the world's arena, and the lack of appreciation for other languages, particularly small languages. For instance, my own language, Latvian, is only spoken by probably most 3 million. I would say 2.5 million. That's the most realistic number. But anyway, anywhere between 2.5-3 million people, that's how many people speak Latvian in the world. But there are obviously a whole lot more languages who are more endangered, who have speakers of a million and below. Some of them have speakers of just a couple hundred thousand, the likes of Irish. I live in Ireland, for instance, which is an English-speaking country. But not everyone knows that Irish people have their own language, either Irish or Gaeilge, if I'm not mistaken, that's how it's pronounced, right? And it's spoken by, it's a native language of very few. I would imagine not a couple, but 20, 30,000 people maybe. I don't know, but it's spoken by a few hundred thousand, but it really depends on how you define to speak the language, right? Because it's taught at schools, but as we all know, the traditional language studies are not really practically applicable in real life, so those students who learn Irish at school, they don't really speak it in real life. They would actually struggle to speak it if they had to, right? But anyway, this subject was submitted to me by Juha-Pekka. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. And he's a Finnish person. And as far as I'm aware, Finnish language, I'm not really sure how many people speak the Finnish language. Finnish language. Let's see if it's bigger than mine or smaller than Latin. Let's look it up now. So, 5 million. Well, there are twice as many Finnish speakers than there are Latvians in the world. So, you shouldn't be too worried about your own language, Juha-Pekka. But anyway, that's obviously not his reason for submitting his subject for consideration to me, because I asked a few weeks ago what you want me to write about or make videos about on my blog, right? So he submitted this subject. Obviously, it's not an immediate concern for his language survival or extinction. It's just the fact that so many people think that just because of the overwhelming prevalence of the English language in the world's arena, business, trade, you name it, in any aspect of life, English is the lingua franca, which means it's the common language in the world, you see. Nowadays, the international business is so interlinked, all countries do business with each other, and obviously there is a need for a common language, and English fulfills that role. And it's not only the business or the trade language, it's become the language pretty much of the media industry, films, music. English is the language that everyone goes for. So I can understand why it raises quite reasonable concerns. What's going to happen to all the smaller languages? Are they going to die out eventually? Which I don't think is true, because there's a whole lot of bigger languages in the world, such as French, Spanish, German, Russian, Chinese, you name it. There are more Chinese speakers in the world, if I'm not mistaken, than native English speakers. Although the actual trend is that a whole lot more people want to speak in English year by year, and so many Chinese people are striving to achieve English fluency. So it does kind of beg the bigger question, where is it all going? A couple thousand years fast forward, is everyone going to be speaking in English? Is that a good thing, a bad thing? Let's go back to the original subject, the dominance of English and the lack of appreciation. Let's look at this aspect, lack of appreciation. I think that if we define the problem that the English language as such has lack of appreciation for other languages, we kind of we're kind of looking at the English language as an entity on its own, with its own kind of conscience, as if it's some supreme being. But let's not forget, my friends, that the English language is represented by millions upon millions of individuals who speak that language. So we can't really be speaking about the English language as a whole and its lack of appreciation. No, it's down to each individual. For instance, I'm an English speaker, albeit not a native English speaker, but I do speak in English. But at the same time, I appreciate other languages. I don't knock any language. I believe that any language has its role, and I appreciate them all, no matter how small or big the language is. I would never say that a language is totally useless, and the world would be a better place without, let's name some almost extinct language, the same Irish, Gaelic, right? It's not used in real life, so you would argue that probably it's not even, it's not necessary. Why pursue the dream of one day speaking that language on the streets in Ireland? But obviously so many people cherish that language as their historical heritage, and I totally understand how those people feel about that, and it's something from the past, and why not preserve it? I don't have any issues with that. Quite another issue is how that language is taught at schools, and that's a totally different story. It's an issue for another day, but as I said, I have a total and utmost appreciation for any language in the world, and so does millions of other English speakers. Just because some people are ignorant and they don't care, or they think that the English language is the best and the only language in the world worth knowing, it doesn't necessarily mean that English is bad as such. I think it's actually quite handy to have a common language in the world, and people have always been striving to come up with some unified means of communication, hence so many artificial languages, beginning in the 19th century, I think. Scientists and linguists have constantly been coining new languages, coming up with all these ideas of inventing a language that would be easy to learn and could be used all over the world, and the most popular one being Esperanto. But still, no other language has surpassed the power of English, and I don't think it's a bad thing. No, I don't think that the definition that English has appreciation of other languages, particularly for smaller ones, I don't think it's a valid statement. It doesn't hold water, really. We can't judge the English language as a whole, as an entity on its own, just based on historical evidence, how several countries and continents were invaded by people coming from English-speaking countries. The Great British Empire obviously ruled probably more than half of the world, even up until recently, and a lot of languages obviously perished in the process, and so did the people speaking those languages. But we can't really hold the English language responsible for it. It just came with the whole thing, you know, it just happened so that the English language was the language of those people coming from the British Isles and they settled in America, and now English is spoken in America. In America, the United States of America is the biggest superpower in the world, obviously along with other power states such as Russia and China and India, right? But I don't think that everyone would disagree that the United States is still the superpower, number one in the world arena. It's a force to be reckoned with, and it just so happens that English is spoken there, you know? Maybe if historical events took a different turn a couple hundred years ago, maybe English wouldn't be that language. It could have easily been German or Spanish or French. And obviously we all know that all those languages I named right now are very big. They're very, very widely spoken all around the world, and they're very well represented in terms of numbers of people speaking that language. So I don't think we can hold the English language responsible for a lack of appreciation of other languages and the demise of so many thousands of very small languages all around the world. Obviously, we know that every year some languages go extinct, and we hear stories online about this or that particular language being represented by only the one remaining speaker, and then that person sadly passes away and that language is gone from active use, and we can only find out about language when we read about it, right? And it belongs to pages of history only from that moment and on. But I think that it just so happened that English became the biggest language in the world. It could have been some other language, and who knows if 10,000 years ago some event, some historical event, some major battle or something took a completely different turn. Maybe now we'd be all using Russian as the main language in the world, or Turkish or whatever, you know. Basically, I don't think that we can perceive the English language as bad or evil. No language has all these human characteristics. It's only the people who speak that language, individuals. And obviously there are groups of individuals who have certain tendencies and cultural traits that probably make those groups of people differently oriented towards smaller languages. And some people believe that Americans, for instance, as a nation, don't really appreciate other languages. Whenever they go abroad, American tourists, they only think that everyone has to speak English, and if they don't, then they're lesser people. Well, to be honest with you, I personally haven't encountered with such an attitude, and I can't really judge those people for that kind of behavior, because I haven't encountered that myself in real life, you know. Maybe it's an exaggeration. Well, obviously certain people would behave that way, but to hold the entire English language responsible for it, I personally don't think it's fair. It's just language. It's a beautiful language. And I think that the more of us can speak that language, the better, because it opens up more opportunities for us. We can't deny that, whether we like it or not. But basically, there's always been a need for a common language in the world. As I said, hundreds of years ago, people have started coming up with artificial languages to fulfill that purpose. So why not just use English, which is a natural language, and embrace the fact that it's the biggest language in the world. And everyone wants to speak it, and why not become fluent for the sake of opening more opportunities for ourselves? That's my opinion, but obviously any comments are welcome, and if you don't agree with me, you're more than welcome to publish your comments below. And if you're listening to my podcast, you're welcome to come to my blog at EnglishHarmony.com and commenting on the latest blog post. And yeah, that's about it, my friends. This was my opinion on the English language as the dominating language in the world and its lack of appreciation. So basically, I don't think that there is such a lack of appreciation. I think it all boils down to those individuals and groups of individuals and nations. And if some of them have lack of appreciation for small languages, we can't apply the same characteristics on the larger entity itself, the English language as a whole, because obviously it has surpassed the native speakers' level at this stage. English is spoken by so many non-native English speakers in the world that we can't really say that it belongs to some specific country or group of speakers. There's plenty of, say, for instance, Indians who speak. Indians are very, very well represented in the world, as we know. More than 1 billion live in India, right? And a whole lot of them speak English as their second language. And to say that English belongs only to British and Americans and Australians, and that those people have lack of appreciation for other languages, would be unfair, because, say, for instance, Indians, a lot of them speak English as their second language, but they have the utmost appreciation for other languages, because there's hundreds of languages spoken in India itself. Okay, it's a whole lot of different story, because we can start looking at how English affects those smaller language groups, and one could argue that in pursuit of English fluency, many Indians abandon their own languages. But then again, I strongly believe that deep down inside, it all boils down to practicality. We are practical creatures. We will do what is economically convenient for us. And if English avails us of more opportunities, we will pursue that goal, that dream. And I don't think that anyone in the world has hatred for their own languages. It just happens so that smaller languages naturally die out, and it's a natural process. Of course, we need to preserve that historical heritage, but in case if it's not possible, I don't think that we should blame the English language. It just happens so. That's my belief, but obviously, if you don't agree with me, as I said, please welcome public comments below, and let's get the discussion going. Okay, thanks for watching this video. Thanks for listening to this podcast, my friends, and see you soon again. Bye-bye.